Tariq Ramadan here in London, hosting this discussion show for Press TV. Today we are going to discuss issues that concern Muslim students. The time where we were students and when we think about being a student is really full of, you know, debating, being creative, involving social discussion, being dealing with ideologies and with religions, and the issues of the time. It's as if when we speak about students today, something has changed. Is that true that the students are more less involved in all this discussion, much more relying on getting a degree and a PhD and less concerned with social affairs and social concerns? What is expected from Muslim students, especially in Western societies, but not only, everywhere around the world when we deal with globalization, students should be involved in this discussion, coming with creative thoughts, and we hope and we expect from them to be able to change the world, to make it better tomorrow than it is today. So what is happening? What are the challenges? What are we expecting? To help me respond to these questions, we are joined by Amir De Martino, University Lecturer in Islamic Studies. Next to him, Dr. Muhammad Zakaria, religious scholar with a PhD in education. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to start with you, Amir. You are a lecturer, so you were a student, and sure. Now you are dealing with students.
Yes.
Is it true that something has changed in the student life in our contemporary societies, but also in our time now?
Sure. I mean, you made a perfect introduction in terms of the involvement in social affairs and how students are interested in changing society. Obviously, if you look at the history of students in 1968, for example, were famous for their strict involvement, of wanting to change the world. Yes, nowadays there is this tendency to look at more a degree as a business. And as far as Islamic society is concerned in university, students are also, Muslim students are also follow in the same pattern. We have, it's a new phenomenon in the West, at least. It reflects the growth and the multiculturalism in Western society. And then you see the presence of Muslim students in university, and they're just about organizing themselves. Some of them are still struggling to get the basic rights as students of belonging to a different religion. And so, you know, they are not so much involved in the social affairs.
So if I listen to you carefully, it's as if the students are dealing for their rights within the students or against discriminations.
This
is the way you see Muslim students today, for example?
These are certainly some fundamental issues within campuses. And as the presence of Islamic students increases in university, then you see they will get more organized, and then they move on, they feel more confident to tackle more general issues.
But why is it so? Because, you know, 20 years ago, the situation was even not so hot as it is now. What we have, all these problems, we speak about Islamophobia, we speak about threat, we speak about terrorism. This is why we should find the students. Why is it happening? Why
20 years ago, we didn't have that many students in Western universities. So
okay, this is the number that
you
are,
a new
right?
phenomenon, yes. Yeah. So they are finding a new ground for themselves. But surely, I mean, the hot issues are still there. It's just that we, for example, the radicalization of students is, in Islamic terms, is one of the preoccupations of government, for example. It's taking place in the U.S. because certain issues that are happening in the Middle East, where Muslim students feel particularly attached to, obviously are brought into the campuses, and there is talk about it. But in general, in terms of the way that they're organizing, I think it's still an issue of identity here.
They're still dealing, struggling with that.
Yes, certainly. Mm. Prayer rooms, and even between different denomination of faith, Islamic faith within the same university, how you cope with this pluralism. You're not back in Pakistan or back in Saudi. You know, you are in the West now, where your plurality is an issue, pluralism is an issue.
So they are dealing with a new environment as well.
Certainly.
Yes. This is the way you perceive your own students now.
Yes.
Dr. Mohammed, is this your feeling? You are also you have studied, you have a PhD, you were in university. What is your feeling? Is this the reality that the in fact there is no difference between Muslim students and all the other students, much more concerned about, you know, getting my degree, getting my job?
There are similarities and there are differences. The similarities are, I think, because the majority of students here who are Muslim come from what we call the ethnic minorities. So it's not only their Islamic identity which is at play, but it's also their ethnic identity as well, which is a significant factor. Issues with regards to what Amir touched on was this sectarianism is a very important issue, because the sectarian Shia-Sunni divide, which has grown up in countries outside of the UK and found themselves here and then carried on by the second generation, find an expression on the university campus. So there are a number of factors which impinge upon the development of...
But are they new factors, or this was the case, you know, during the last, I don't know, half a century, you have minorities and people dealing with these cultural factors, no?
You see, when you're a minority, you look for the similarities, usually, not the differences. And the first wave of Muslim students who were here, let's say in the early 60s, they were a minority, so they had to find similarities amongst themselves. And so you found these sectarian issues not being touched on. It was about Islam is the central identity, forget about sectarianism, there is security in numbers.
So that's fine. If I listen to you, that it's as if the way you are portraying it is as if it's a normal process. There is nothing specific. It's a normal process. You first try to find similarities, and then you protect yourself and to try to you struggle for your rights. But the impression was that, as you said, 20 years ago, we had people, students, you know, the driving force of a political debate, ideological discussion, not only on the defensive for my rights, but we are promoting discussion. Is it not disappearing now, this kind of, you know, attitude, or the attitude of the students within the society?
Yes, as I said, there is certainly the, you know, the gloomy future. Am I going to find a job when I finish my university? And especially the cost of university in Western university is such that it is an investment, and you look at it as an investment. And so it removes a little bit that zeal of wanting to change the world. I mean, the issues have changed around the world as well. As I said, I haven't seen a mass movement of students, except when we have global events taking place, anti-globalist movement. But if you look at them, some of them are not really campus students. You know,
it's even marginal.
Yes, marginal. And so there has certainly been a moving away from that social involvement in changing in politics, I suppose, as well. Yes.
Is this your impression as well? You look at it from a very wise way. So is it normal? Is it changing?
I think it's normal. I think it's about natural development, isn't it? I think it's not only mirrored here in the UK, it's mirrored in other countries, not only within Europe, but globally. But there are these causes, which the pet causes, as it were, which sometimes Muslims attach themselves to, and not fully realizing, you know, the pet cause of Palestine, the pet cause of Kashmir, the pet cause of Bosnia, etc., when Bosnia was an issue in the 1990s.
Yes.
But I feel that, you know, this politicization, this social interaction of Muslim students is somewhat retarded, because we as Muslim students, we look to the issues which directly affect us. We don't get involved with Burma, you know, the issues relating to Burma, the
Congo, other things.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, I think being a student is to open oneself up to all the affairs which are taking place around the world. Being a member of the National Union of Students, which many Muslim students are, should make them understand.
This is starting everywhere. I think that they are now becoming much more in the mainstream organizations. Yes.
But this should jolt them out of the comfort zone of believing that they should only engage in issues which directly affect Muslims. Being a student should be about, my own personal opinion, engaging oneself in affairs which are of a global nature.
So okay, that's fine. I completely accept your assessment, but why is it happening? Why is it so?
It's only happening, you mean?
This is not happening, and why is it that the Muslims are only concerned with the problems?
I think it's the position in general of Muslim community around, I mean, I'm referring to Europe. For example, take the Italian case, where I come from. Mm. There's not even an Islamic society in university. Most university, not like in UK, do not have an Islamic society. So what do they do? Why should they get involved in anything else when their basic rights as students, with as a religious believer, which is different than the dominant one, is not met? You know? So you have all this issue. I think the moment you become comfortable within a society, then you feel... then you can move into mainstream. And I think just a matter of time, eventually.
So it's a question of time.
Years of time.
Let me come to you, yes, because I really want you to okay, you, the way you assess the situation is quite interesting. And this is quite the reality everywhere, not only, by the way, not only in the West. Mm-hmm. You will go to Africa and you will see in campuses, Muslims, they are every time there when we speak about Islam. And by the way, many Muslim organizations, you know, even not university or student organizations. Mm-hmm. So what you are saying, we have to show concern for all the problems. So mm-hmm. What should we do to change this mindset among the students?
Well, firstly, let me say that the Islamic societies, as we like to call them, are not totally independent. They're not independent organizations. They usually follow a party line.
Be clear on that. What do you mean by party?
Line or receiving funds from countries abroad, and so they have to push a particular line. I'm not going to mention the countries, no need to, but definitely.
Is this, just to make it clear, is this a majority of the organizations? Don't you have independent student organizations?
And even independent ones. Even the independent ones receive funds or receive directions from, you know, representatives of countries other than within the, you know, the UK.
So they are blind by that. This is what you mean.
What I'm saying is that they have failed to look for independence.
Okay. So and the first condition for you to change the mentalities would be go for more independence.
You have to.
Yes.
It's crucial because you just become a mouthpiece. But then what you have to understand is that the life of the Muslim student is multifaceted. It doesn't only take place within the university campus. There is the home, there is the masjid, there is the individual culture. Mm-hmm. And as Amir quite rightly highlighted, there is the sectarian affiliation. So all these things, when they converge, I think they serve as a retarding force.
Okay, so let us go now for solutions. If you just, I want you to react on this, but just give me the first priority, for example. What would be, you spoke about independence, and then to change this. We want students now, Muslim students, to contribute to their society.
Stop being parochial. Stop seeing the issues which affect us in our own communities as the only issues we should be engaging in.
Mm-hmm. You know. So would you agree on this, Amir?
Yeah, I mean, it reflects really the position of the Islamic community within UK, within Europe. It's not only in university that you see this lack of participation. You actually see in everyday social life how Muslims tend to be focusing only on...
That's true, but we would expect from the students to be different.
Exactly, but in a sense, you know, students are affected by, as I said, what happens in the mosque, what happens at home, what happens... But yes, you're right. And I think the new generation is certainly coming out with a different attitude. You can see how the way they see Islam, some of them, they consider the Islam of their parents different than the Islam of the way they perceive it. And so it is a matter of time. But I think we are moving, I'm generally optimistic, that we are moving in the right direction.
We'll come to you.
Yes. Because I can see the way the younger generation are interacting with non-Muslims as well. I mean,
You have the feeling that they are opening up now towards the society.
They are more able to interact, they are more able to express and communicate their ideas in a way that a Western mind understands.
Okay, so you would agree that this is a priority? Do you have another one very quickly? Which second priority for
well,
you?
Well, just keep in touch with the political events of the nation that you in which you.
But do you mean by this, and I want you to react on this, that the students should be much more involved in politics, or do they have to contribute on another field as well? Because very often it's been politics
sure,
and solidarity.
Yes. Well, no, when I say politics, I mean social affairs.
Social affairs, everything which has to do with the society.
Yes.
What is your take on that?
I would agree.
Yes. You agree on the second priority.
Without a doubt, we have to engage on or in affairs of a national importance. We can't, as I just said previously, we can't just look at ourselves only. But also, though, I would agree with Amir that things are changing and they are getting better with regards to how Muslim students see themselves within the British society. We don't see ourselves as our parents saw themselves. We are settled, we're no longer transitory, and we see ourselves as part and parcel of British society. Mm. I'm not saying all, I'm saying some. Mm. And that some is significant.
Yes.
Yeah. Because when we interact, we are going to interact not only with, I'm talking about on the campus, not only with non-Muslims, but we're going to interact with individuals who don't see faith as a driving force behind their very existence. Hmm. We need to know how we can best communicate the message of Islam to individuals on the campus in a way which is inclusive.
So give me an example. Because this is a very important. All what you have been saying is that we have to be more open and we have to be inclusive. Okay, give me an example. Which kind of debates we, for example, are expecting the Muslim students to promote on the campuses?
Racism. Racism, for one. You know, we as Muslims, we should be involved with let's say, the anti-Nazi League.
Yes.
Or we should come out in marches against the BNP. Mm-hmm. We don't.
Okay.
You know, fundamental.
No, some are. Well, as you said, not the majority. This is what you are saying.
Not the majority,
yes.
But the basis of Islam, as you know, is one of the bases of Islam is the universality of humanity.
So we are not enough universal in our take on such
not
issues.
At all.
Yes. There is something else that, for example, a practical example that you would suggest that we have to go for that.
Surely, I mean, the idea that that you participate in social issues, like for example, basic things like preparing food for the poor in the streets, things which are here primarily done by Christian organization, religious. Muslims can get into the street and show themselves that they are actually doing that themselves, not because they want to copy, because this is what our religion teaches us. And debates on Islamic economic, we have so much to
offer. But you know what? Just let me give you an example. A few years ago, I was talking to Muslim students, and they were involved in solidarity work, and I said, that's fine, you know, during Ramadan, giving couscous and giving things to eat, and that's very fun. And I told them, look, we have to be very cautious. That's good that you have to do this solidarity, but you are students, and what you have to provide your society with is ideas, discussion, debates, so panels, and you are absent from the intellectual debate in our societies. Is it not something which is clearly, we want to be, you know, Muslims want to be in the mainstream, and they are not, they are putting themselves on the margin. So in which way we can reach out and
be heard? The engagement is multifaceted. I think that which you identified, that action of those Muslim students, is commendable. Hmm. But there are some who can't engage within the intellectual debate. Those who are best suited will do that. So we have to engage with society on a number of levels.
Yes.
But my primary concern is this, that when the Muslim student enters into university, they don't understand the nature of the university itself. Nature of university, hopefully, is to prepare an individual for employment, nothing else.
Employment, this is what we would say. It's not to get knowledge and to shape more your mind, to understand the world.
Well, universities are business.
Universities.
So you agree with that? University?
It's a sad fact, but this is the reality that has been. But no, I mean, surely knowledge plays an important part of it,
yes.
and it's not certainly a place where you proselytize. You don't preach your religion in university. Yes. It should be an exchange of knowledge. And
this but is just also, to promote this is, thoughts.
Yes, and this is yes. one of the ideas that we as Muslims should also be careful, be sensitive also that we are not preaching when we are in university. There are other areas for preaching. We give ideas, and you said, but I think we have seen over the last 10 years a lot of you know professors, students, which one, they were just students, they're now teaching in university, Muslim students, mm-hmm. were very too. So the scenery is definitely changing.
Yes. Just one thing, very quick comment, mm-hmm. because we don't have much time, but really on this, because my sense also is very often that the students have understood what you say. It's business. Mm-hmm. And at the end, we get a job, we get money, mm-hmm. and this is what. And I understood from the Islamic principles, that is exactly the opposite. If you get degree and you get knowledge to serve the people, not to get only the money. So the way you are putting it could be misleading. In which way we have to change this mentality? I'm sorry you don't have much time to respond to this, but it's a crucial question.
As was mentioned before, the life of the Muslim student is not in isolation. The changing of the mentality comes from the home. Comes from the masjid. But if the masjid is such that it's not emancipatory, it's not egalitarian, it doesn't see equality as being one of the fundamental principles which the masjid is built on, then the knowledge which emanates from there is going to be one which is...
So if we want to change the mentality on campuses, it starts at home and in the mosque?
Without a doubt.
We cannot do something on the campuses?
We can do something on the campus, but when the formative years are at home.
Yes.
And then on campuses, you are exposed to new ideas, and it is all how much prepared you are for these new ideas at school, at home, and in masjid that you'll be able to elaborate and sort of change them and sort of repropose them back to the. So it's a process of coming and going. When the idea comes, it's elaborated, then it's taken back.
So it's also something that we have to do on the campuses. Mm-hmm. I think that during this discussion, it's quite important. Two or three things very important have been said, which is first, yes, things are changing, and the Muslim students are just the mirror of what is happening within the society. Still, if we rely on the Islamic principles, we are here to serve, we are here to contribute to the society. And what was said is quite important, is to be able on the campuses to show concern to all the dimensions, all the problems, everything which has to do with the social dimensions within our society. If we belong to the society here in the West or anywhere else, in Africa, in Muslim majority countries, to show concern and just to also to promote a better understanding and to create spaces for debate and not only solidarity work, but solidarity work are important, and at the end, what is happening on campuses is also a consequence of what is happening at home. So not only to think about degrees, money and jobs, but also serving the people, and this may be what we can expect from Muslim students in the world today. That's all we have got time for, but if you want to join the debate or to send us a question or suggest another topic for us to discuss, our email address is islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. That's islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. Thanks to all our guests, Amir De Martino and Dr. Muhammad Zakaria. See you next week, inshallah.
Catch up with the news that you missed during the week. Unbiased reporting from our correspondents. Highlights from our cutting-edge documentaries. The week's best in discussions. Interview highlights. Reporter packages condensed to give you the news that you missed. Give us 25 minutes and we'll give you news on